hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazeri. Take it away, guys.
When the door is locked, there's no way out.
All right, now back with us is the Dean of Atlanta Sports Talk Radio and a member of our 2017 Guest Hall of Fame class, Mr. Bo Bach. Bo's been a great guest going all the way back to his first visit with us in September of 2013. Tonight's his 15th time being a part of the show, and he's absolutely one of our favorite guests. He has been the Dean of Atlanta Sports Talk Radio since 1973, and nobody knows Atlanta sports better than Bo does. His insights are now second to none in this town, and we are excited to have the Hall of Famer, Bo Bach, back with us tonight on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Bo, Chris, and Bob, thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Bobby. How are you? I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Bo. Bo, how have you been dealing with all this crazy COVID-19 stuff over the last year plus?
You know what? I think about it all the time. I haven't been dealing with it. I'm in a coma. You know, I can't get a handle on anything. It's just like Groundhog Day over and over and over again. It's been brutal. I mean, if you would try to explain what we've all gone through, I don't think anybody really can. It's inexplicable. And then this week, yeah, I got COVID. So
you did?
Yeah. I'm just coming off it now.
Wow. What was your experience like? Was it just the taste and smell thing? Did you get a bad case? How did you deal?
It just takes you out. It just leaves you listless, no energy, not wanting to do anything, just wears you out.
Well, I'm certainly glad you're coming out the other side. God bless you, my friend.
I know. Jeez, my goodness.
Well, I got to get your thoughts on the Falcons. And this is an organization that, you know, ever since the Super Bowl collapsed 5 years ago, it's unbelievable, but 5 years ago now, the team seems to have gotten worse and worse every season. They get a new head coach now in Arthur Smith, former Titans offensive coordinator, got Terry Fontenot as a new GM coming over from the Saints. Your thoughts on where the Falcons go from here?
I'm excited about this, I mean, because the Falcons have been hapless. Arthur, maybe the worst owner in the history of the NFL. He's ignorant. He's arrogant. He doesn't care. It's almost as if he's kidnapped his team and taken them off the picture. Nothing. He reacts to nothing. So this is kind of like a toy for the zillionaire. It's very, very frustrating. Very frustrating. However, now, Arthur Smith, I'm coming to hear him a little bit. I'm coming to listen to him. I like the guy. It's not somebody that I would ever say Arthur would hire him, because he's totally unlike Arthur and Arthur's type of people. You know, for instance, Dan Quinn was a child. Mike Smith, before him, was just incapable, just had no energy whatsoever, no inclination. Before that, Bobby Petrino. Before that, Jim Mora. So Arthur's not good at human nature and choosing people to work with. However, I'm kind of liking what I'm hearing from Arthur Smith. And then with Terry Fontenot in the front office, that's a Cornella that you can win with, I think. Without knowing anything about Arthur Smith except what I've just heard and how I relate to him. But with Terry Fontenot upstairs, there's going to be some rhyme or reason to everything we do, as opposed to just catch as catch can.
But I want to get your thoughts on the upcoming draft, because some of the mock drafts I'm seeing have the Falcons taking BYU quarterback Zach Wilson with the number 4 pick. And I'm not sure that's what the Falcons need. I mean, I don't think Matt Ryan's the problem. And to me, it's the defense. They allowed nearly 26 a game. They were dead last against the pass. Your thoughts, I mean, where do you think Falcons need to go in the draft?
Well, more than anything, we need a pass rusher. More than anything, and that's been for a long time now. But we get no pressure on the quarterback, and consequently, the secondary breaks down. But it's tough to figure where we're going to go with Terry Fontenot coming in, not knowing him, not knowing his tendencies, not having spoken with him. we could go anywhere in this draft, but I hope it's not quarterback because Matt deserves the opportunity to win with an organization that's put together correctly. Matt's been the ball guy for these guys for the last his entire career. You talk about a warrior. You talk about a guy who's there every day. You talk about a leader. You're talking about an emotional guy who cares and is one of the most accurate quarterbacks ever to come down the pike. He deserves a chance to have an offensive coordinator, a general manager, and a coach who has a sense for what he wants to accomplish.
Well, I want to get your thoughts on the University of Georgia as well. The Bulldogs continue to be a team that can't get over the hump. I mean, you know, since Kirby took over in 2016 and the run at the national championship in 2017, I mean, obviously expectations are high every year, particularly, you know, here in the state. But if you go back all the way back to 1980, Bo, I mean, the last time Georgia won a national championship, I mean, they're averaging three losses a season. Is Kirby the guy? I don't know.
But, Chris, that was Vince Dooley. Vince Dooley, the difference between Georgia and Alabama is Vince Dooley and Bear Bryant. That's the whole thing. You know, and her, you know, that championship 1980 was won by Herschel Walker. I have never seen a player have more impact on a program than has Herschel Walker. I mean, it was phenomenal. I was there every day. Saw him. Saw the whole thing. It was phenomenal, the impact he had. And as far as Kirby's concerned, you know, don't forget, you know, when he's not here, he's coming out of a hole. And, you know, Georgia is not a big reputation for quarterbacks that thrown down the field all the time. All right, he got caught up in his quarterbacks a little bit, got you know, one too many, got Fields, had to go to Ohio State, and the other kid went up to Oregon. But I love Kirby because of all those years we wasted with Vince Dooley. Kirby's going. Georgia is one of those teams that should go for it every year. And Kirby is going for it. There's nothing about, you know, padding his stats and wanting to protect his job. No. Kirby's a competitor, man. He's going for it. And Georgia's primed.
Bob, questions for Bo?
Bo, it's always a pleasure. And we hope you continue to feel better. And I want to go back to Matt Ryan a little bit. I mean, to me, Bo, I think we're on the same page. It would be a shame to see this guy go to any other franchise at his age. He'll be 36 in the spring. Yeah. And I'd like to see him and Julio Jones, you know, give it one more good shot, you know, with the new coach and with the whole regime changed and everything. But how long, I mean, is he one of those guys that's going to stick around till he's 40? I mean, does he have a couple years left? What do you see for his very near future?
Yeah, I think, Bobby, I think he's got at least a couple of years left. This year was kind of different for him in that he looks stale. And you know why he looks stale? Because I think he was stale. This organization will wear everybody out. Just the people they brought in, it's just horrible. And Matt, like Chris said, hopefully we get a couple of years out of him. And he can get some satisfaction in this town and then maybe go someplace on a, you know, whirlwind tour and win for somebody else like Brady. Hopefully. But he can still play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, Matt will give you what you give him. This guy's a fiery, competitive guy.
And, Bo, I wanted to switch over to just baseball for a minute because obviously in the shortened season, the Braves did fine last year. I mean, they could score runs. What do you expect this coming year, provided that they play 162 games or close to it? I mean, is there excitement down there even without the lack of fans?
You know, no. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, the excitement would be there if it wasn't for this corona thing, which is put us all in a coma. But, you know, when you say, is there excitement? No, you don't feel it day to day. It's kind of like Arthur taking the Falcons away. You don't see them around town. They're not top of mind. And the same thing with the Braves, but it's because of this COVID thing. I think Braves are the team to beat. They, you know, I hate the fact that we're going to lose Ozuna, you know, because you talk about a DH. This guy set everything up. So hopefully we can re-sign him. And if certainly if we go to DH and looking like it's not going to be this year, but, you know, he was great. He set us up.
But, Bo, to that point, right, you talk about the Braves being the team to beat. This is a team that just it seems like perennially can't get over the hump. I mean, up 3-1 against the Dodgers and the NLCS last year, and then they collapse and lose that. You know, outside of the 1 year back in the 90s, this is a team that perennially gets to the playoffs and even to an NLCS and can't seem to get it done. What is it about the Braves franchise keeps them from being, you know, multiple time World Series champions?
It's not an energetic franchise. It's not a franchise that motivates a player. This is the franchise that's fallen asleep on itself and can't maximize its popularity. They don't know what the heck they're doing. However, from a baseball side, from Paul Snyder and Roy Clark and those guys who put that 1990s team together, this team has had personnel. So, by the way, Snick is great. And that championship we won in 95, that was a law of averages championship. You know, when you're there so many times. Seriously. I mean, we didn't do anything to say, hey, we're overdue. No. That was a law of averages. So I just think that we are formidable. And Freddie's back. I love Dansby. You know, you think about it's going to be a fun year. If we ever can catch up, you know what I mean? Catch up mentally.
Yeah.
I'd like to be able to put what's going on right now in perspective, but I can't. It's kind of like no reference point.
To your point about energy, Bo, I think that's just sort of one of the things about the city of Atlanta. I mean, the sports teams in Atlanta just seem to lack energy. I mean, I think that especially from a baseball side, it just seemed like, you know, in the mid-90s, you know, apathy set in, right? I mean, the Braves were going to win the division. Of course they were. The Braves are going to win, you know, in the divisional round. Of course they are. And, you know, fans would, you know, start to come a little bit later. Well, I'm not going to go to the division series. They're going to win that. I'll go when they get to the NLCS. And then I'll go when they get to the World Series. And it just seems like the energy is just lacking in this town. It's just not a great sports town in my opinion. What are your thoughts?
And you know why? I mean, that's been my thoughts for years. The reason is we have no sports media. There is zero sports media here. There's only one guy in the market who'll offer an opinion, and that's me. And they're trying to blackball me. You know what I mean? I'm drowning over here because I've got an opinion. But it's really refrained upon here. People don't take kindly to it for whatever reason. I guess it's not sounding like Southern hospitality or some crazy stuff like that. But there's no energy coming from the media or the town or the fans because there's nobody writing about it. There's nobody pumping them up on radio or TV. The entire sports media spectrum, unprofessional here. Nobody prompting anybody. Hey, you know, the Braves would have had those great teams that we were talking about at the end of the year. They would go away. They lost the final game. Nothing in the paper, nothing about recapping, nothing about what are we going to do next year. The same thing with the Falcons. Arthur Blank can put this terrible product out there and not pay for it, not have to absorb any criticism whatsoever. You know, and billionaires, I'm coming to find out they don't care about anything. You know what I mean? I probably wouldn't either. However, he's got a responsibility to this town, to this market, to these fans. When you take over a team like that, you're expected to do something. You'll not sit on your hands. And that's what Arthur's done. He's been a terrible, terrible owner.
Bob, one more for Bo before we let him go.
I might as well throw the Atlanta Hawks at you, too. I mean, there's another team. They're a 500 team. It seems like they're always stuck in neutral. I mean, I like watching Trae Young once in a while, but In the East, they're just always going to be like an average team. They just, I mean, are they just interested in putting a team out there?
You know, for years and years, that's true. But under this new regime, there is a desire to win. Under Schlenk, who put together the Warriors, this guy's got a rhyme and reason. I think you're going to see some Hawks changes very, very soon because this team is not coming together the way it's supposed to. You've also got a problem with John Collins in that he's got a big mouth and he's taken away from Trey's game because he's criticized Trey. Now, you know, those are the two babes, the boys. Now all of a sudden you have that inside. It's a disease. It's a cancer, which we certainly have not needed after all these years. So I think Schlenk will take care of that very, very quickly.
Bo, before we let you go, remind our listeners how they can watch you because you're out there on Facebook Live and still out there putting together podcasts and your own show. Talk about how they can find that, watch it, and then follow you on social media as well.
Well, they can find it on Facebook or on Twitter. And, you know, I'm still trying to learn all about this podcast business so we can be all over the place. But, you know, and the other thing is if you send me your email address, I'll put you on my commentary, which goes out every morning at 7 a.m. And you'll know everything about Atlanta sports. So that's it. I'd like to have like an address like Santa Claus or something, you know. But unfortunately, you have to work to find the guy.
Bo, tell them how they can get their email address to you. Tell them what email address they need to send that to.
Yeah, send it to Bobock, BEAUBOCK, at gmail.com.
There you go. Bo, thank you so much for coming back and being a part of the show. Always a fun segment when you're on. We can't thank you enough for being generous with your time tonight. And over the years, you're absolutely one of our favorites.
Stay well, Bo, please.
I appreciate you asking me. I thought you forgot about me.
I never.
Aged a lot in the last couple of years because I thought you guys forgot about
me. Not the Hall of Famer. Not Bo Bock. Absolutely not.
Be good.
Take care, Bo. Feel better, my friend.
Take care, Bo.
See ya, Bo. That's the great Bo Bock. You know, I tell you what, Bob. You know, a guy like Bo, who's been, like I say, the dean of Atlanta Sports Talk Radio since the early 70s. I mean, he's got the pulse on it, and I think he's right. I think there's something's got to change in the city of Atlanta. I mean, every once in a while, the city will perk up about sports. Certainly, you know, when the Falcons went to the Super Bowl 5 years ago, there was a little bit about that, but then the depression hit, you know, when they blew that lead, and then there's apathy with the Braves. I mean, something's got to pump up this town. And, you know, I think Bo Bock's commentary is the thing that's got to do it.
Yeah. And again, we prefaced, this show saying that Bo will tell you, I mean, he's very critical about a lot of stuff, and it's all true. I mean, again, I brought up the fact that, you know, up here in New England, we just don't hear too much about, like, the Atlanta Hawks, Chris, or anything about, like, a team like that. It's like, do they still have a franchise down there? And you look at the standings, and the Hawks are, like, you know, a 500 team. It's like, wow, you know, you just don't hear much, and like he said, that might have something to do with the media down there or the lack of. But, you know, he's got a refreshing approach, and you could see the disgust in his voice, but he's on top of everything. And again, one of our dearest friends, we just hope he feels better very soon.
Yes, absolutely. And, folks, again, bobock@gmail.com, and give him a follow on Twitter at @BoBockSports. All right, when Bob and I come back, we'll be turning on our spotlight on the positive. Hear two more stories about guys out there doing great things in their community. We'll do that right on the other side of this real quick station break.